And welcome back. You'll not likely find much disagreement when it comes to the far-reaching social impact of poverty. Crime is an obvious consequence, as is the high cost of social programs to help the poor. The most effective way out of poverty is employment, and this summer, a new pilot program will get underway in St. Louis designed to help break the cycle of poverty. It's called the STL Youth Jobs Initiative, and it's aimed at high-risk young people between the ages of 16 and 23. Here to talk about it are St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green, a member of the STL Youth Jobs Leadership Committee. Bridget McDermott Flood is Executive Director of the Incarnate Word Foundation, which is taking a leadership role in the initiative. Antonio Quintel Crawford is a participant in STL Youth Jobs. He is a 17-year-old from the Gravois Park neighborhood. Thank you all so much for being with us. It's nice to see you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Darlene Green, let me start with you. Tell me what the need is for this pilot project.
Well, the city of St. Louis, as you just described, is an urban setting where, you know, we're faced with crime, poverty, and all those other social ills of an urban center. And STL Youth Jobs has come about through some work with some committees earlier on, about a year, 2 years ago. And what I have learned is that they looked at my program that I used to have, was called St. Louis Summer Finance Institute, where I initiated summer jobs program for high school students. And taking that model, we want to expand it to 500 youth jobs per summer, 8-week programs. And each of those jobs would cost roughly $2,000. We would like to ask our entire community to participate to help youth get on a good track. Their ages would be between 16, I believe, and 23 years old in certain neighborhoods throughout the city that have been identified through this particular expansion, well, crime program, I believe, that I believe Mayor Slay and others, the task force, that's the word I was looking for, the task force that was created, and the jobs program was a great idea that came out of that task force.
Bridget, I'll turn to you with regard to some of the specifics. $2,000, is that what these youngsters are going to be making during the course of the summer, or is that some of that money used for other purposes?
The actual cost per job is $2,000, and that includes a stipend for the young person, so they receive a paycheck for 8 weeks. It's 20 hours a week for 8 weeks. MERS Goodwill is administering the program, and so in addition to paying the young person, we're also providing wraparound services, so they receive training before they go to the job, because for many people, this is their first job. So they get job skills training from MERS Goodwill. They're also going to be doing case management. So someone from MERS Goodwill will be checking in with both the employer and the employee to make sure things are going right. We're doing an evaluation. The University of Missouri St. Louis is doing the evaluation for the program, so that the $2,000 encompasses all of those costs.
500 is a nice number, but it's a small number, I'm sure, and much below the actual number of people out there who could probably use this kind of training and job. How are these youngsters selected?
We select them through the application process. It's an online application process, and so they are keeping track of when people apply and doing it on a first-come, first-served basis. If we get more young people than we have jobs for, we'll do a lottery with the remaining young people who are in our pool. The neighborhoods that are in the program, we have a Southside cluster, which is Gravite Park, Tower Grove East, and Dutchtown. And in North St. Louis, we're working in Penrose, O'Fallon, Mark Twain, and Baden. So those are our neighborhood clusters. And they were identified because there's a high population of young people in those neighborhoods and a high level of unemployment for youth. The average level of employment in those neighborhoods is about 25%. So 3 out of 4 young people need a job.
Antonio, let me turn to you. I understand today is your first day on the job. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us why this is important to you and how you came to be involved.
Well, this is important to me first because I love working. I'm a person who feels I have a lot of strive for a lot of things that I believe in. And I just feel like it's a great opportunity for me to take the next step in my life, to see new heights and, you know, feeling, new shoes, you know, and just a maturity, you know, upbringing.
You are actually starting this job a little earlier than most of the others who are involved in the program. Is that correct?
Yes.
What's the job?
I'm working at Refabulous. It's a clothing exchange, almost like a Play-Doh closet. I'm going to be doing a lot with customer service, you know, helping people, you know, put outfits together, you know, all the little good fun stuff that comes with doing fashion.
Give me some sense, if you would, Antonio, of your peers who are not going to be involved in this. How are they going to be spending their summer, and how are you going to be at an advantage?
Well, I would say they are going to spend their summer, you know, normally outside, you know, just doing whatever. But I'm taking advantage of this opportunity because I didn't plan on doing it. Actually, I was going to give up on the opportunity, but I'm seeing that I'm glad I didn't. And I look at myself as a role model for a lot of young people who struggle with, you know, being employed and feeling like that, you know, some things are just not working out for them, you know. I'm very proud of myself.
Well, you should be. You should be. And I'm sure you're going to do a great job this summer. The desire to work, I think, is a big part of it. And Darlene Green, what he said here, I think, is a very important and some of the fallout from this is the fact that he can come out of this as a role model.
Absolutely. We want to have give an opportunity for young people to have meaningful employment, give them the opportunity to become familiar with the workplace. They can be educated about what a workplace is like, gain social skills, and, of course, gain that meaningful employment. Be educated on what job skills that they have and those that they can learn. So I'm really hopeful that the community can take a look and become partners with us as we try to provide jobs for our young people.
When you talk about this partnership, what specifically do you mean? Do you mean in terms of helping with funding, or are you talking about potential employers, or both?
Both. Yeah. Both. You know, a potential partner would either provide a donation of whatever they can afford. Of course, $2,000 gives you one job. That would be excellent to have as many partners that we can to get that done, as well as a job. If there is no donation to be given, there might be a workplace that needs an employee that provides a job for a young person, and then the institute will pay for it.
I've seen the list of those people who are participating, the employers who are participating. It's a long list. We can't read it all. But it's an impressive list. You've got some pretty good companies out there.
And it's great. I am so proud of the companies that are willing to participate in this, helping young people gain meaningful employment.
Bridget, let me turn back to you. I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but it occurs to me that this is an 8-week project, and after 8 weeks, it's going to end, and a lot of these young people are going to be back out on the streets and back in the same environment from which they came. How do we deal with that?
Actually, that's an important part of our project because 8 weeks is not enough. We need a continuing relationship with these young people so that they have support, so they have mentoring, and so they're able to participate next year in STL Youth Jobs 2014. And so we're working with agencies like Jean Slay's Girls and Boys Club. They're going to be providing some mentoring. Nestle Purina is paying for an end-of-the-summer party for all the STL Youth Job participants and the employers. We're also going to be in touch with these youth on a regular basis, either through texting or social media. We're also planning some events. I've been talking with a woman at Kwame Construction who's offered to do some workshops during the year for our young people to build those job skills. So this program will be ongoing. It's not just the 8 weeks in the summer.
Darlene, I mean, that's an important part of it also, is keeping this momentum going beyond the 8-week period.
Absolutely. We want to stay in touch. We want to make sure that the young people have gained some skills during that 8 weeks, but then take that and translate it into their future and make it a part of their growing up and maturing as young adults and understanding that there are alternatives than other social ills, you know, getting into trouble, so to speak. They know that if they've gained some skills with the summer youth job, they can get another job.
I'll ask the members of our listening audience to weigh in on this subject and get some sense of what people feel about this pilot project. And we'll do that by having them call 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. They can send an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org. We'll also take a tweet at STL on air. Antonio, back to you. What are the chances, do you think, of this 8-week job, for you a little bit longer, maybe a couple of weeks long, becoming a permanent job?
I believe it's a very good chance it could happen. I'm really looking forward to that happening because I'm very into what goes on in the store, and it's something that fits me. And, you know, it's a nice job. It's close to home, you know, not very far. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you concerned at all about that's not happening? We talk about the end of this project sometime during the summer.
No, I'm not. I don't really try to concern myself with the things that couldn't happen, because I'm a person that's focused on the things that could happen. You know, so I don't know.
What kind of feedback have you had from your friends, knowing that you're getting into this and they're not?
They're very proud of me, actually. I figured that most of them would probably feel like, oh, I think I'm everything or whatever. But a lot of them are really proud of me because, surprisingly, out of my group of friends, I'm the one who failed the most, and I was the one who struggled the most and had a hard time believing in myself. So this right here is a very good glimpse of the potential that I have as an individual to overcome anything and to, you know, become anything that I ever put my mind to.
Bridget, it seems that Antonio has a lot of the qualities that you hope, going into this project, that you hope a lot of the youngsters come out with when this 8 weeks is over.
I would say that's definitely true. And I think that, you know, as a society, we often underestimate the young people in our community. Young people want to work. Young people want to contribute. They want the opportunity. They just need a chance. That's all.
Yeah. Well, we have some calls. Let's start taking them now. We'll start with Harold, who's calling from St. Louis. Harold, thanks for being with us. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Harold, and I would like to offer my services to do a little training. I'm a consultant for Ameren Missouri, an initiative called Ameren Missouri Cool Savers, and I train contractors in HVAC and air conditioning. And if there's any availability, I'd like to come out and introduce some nice things to the kids as well.
Thank you for the call, Harold. How about that, Darlene Green?
Oh, that's exciting. And I want to say thank you to Harold, and we will be in touch. We would like as many of our community leaders and companies to just join in to help this effort. So thank you, Harold.
How can Harold get in touch with you? You want more people to do this. How do they do it?
Well, we can start with my phone number, which is 622-4389. That's 314-622-4389. Call me, and I will plug you in to the project. Bridget, if you would like to offer your phone number as well.
Sure. You can contact the Incarnate Word Foundation, and my number is 314-773-5100. But, Harold, that would be great, and I can see a lot of opportunity for our young people, especially, you know, you might be able to do some of our follow-up workshops and introduce people to a new career path. That would be terrific.
Outstanding.
This is a pilot program. Which means that it's kind of an experimental program, if I understand that correctly. Is that right, Darlene?
Well, yeah. We have several cities that have really embraced this type of a program, like Boston, Chicago, and others, and on a large scale. And as I said earlier, my St. Louis Summer Finance Institute program that lasted over 10 years was on a much smaller scale. We had an 8-week program for young people at about a dozen students a pop. Now we're talking about 500 students. So I believe what we're going to do is start now, whether we have 500 or not. That's the pilot piece this summer, and then we're going to grow it to 500 annually.
Do you think you may not reach 500 this year?
I think we will. I think we'll exceed it. I think that once people understand the need and the help that it can be for the young people, that they'll just come and to support the program.
Bridget, I'm surprised to hear that there's an element of doubt at reaching 500 this year. I mean, just clearly the number who could benefit is much higher.
Well, that's true. And, you know, for example, in Boston, they have 10,000 summer jobs. Detroit has about 2,000 summer jobs. The important thing in St. Louis is that we do this correctly, that we make sure the young people have a great experience, that we plan the project, that we evaluate the project, so that every year the project gets bigger and bigger.
Let's go back to the Vones, and we have, I hope I have the name pronounced correctly, Shavante, I believe it is. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Shavante. Thank you. I was just saying that initially I was not pleased at all with the task force, and it seemed like it was just going to be extra policing for these hard-hit areas and these, you know, areas with high crime in them. But I am very pleased and very happy to see sort of these restorative programs and economic opportunities coming out of the mayor's programming, because that is really what's going to make some lasting change, having these people feel accountable, feel responsible, feel necessary to an employer, and then be reaping benefits financially out of those systems. That's really important. So I'm very pleased with that, even though initially I wasn't at all impressed with, you know, the task force issues.
Shavante, thanks so much for the call. Well, there's a positive note.
I want to say thank you too, Shavante, to recognizing how important this jobs program is.
Yeah. Well, Bridget, what sort of skills are we talking about? I know there are a number of different companies that are involved in this, but can you kind of define some of the basic skills that these youngsters will get out of this program?
Well, Don, I view this kind of as a stepladder. So the first step would be learning how to come to work on time, learning what's expected by your employer, learning how to respect yourself and others, and having confidence. Like Antonio has a lot of confidence, which is terrific. Then the next step is learning particular tasks that relate to a particular industry. For example, Eagle Bank and Heartland Bank have both donated jobs. Commerce Bank is supporting some jobs. So you could go down a financial track. Anheuser-Busch, this is a wonderful opportunity, is providing jobs in the plant that could lead possibly to full-time employment. That requires a higher skill level, obviously, to work inside the plant at the brewery. So it's really a stepping stone.
How do you match the young people who basically have very few skills, if any at all, really, for the workplace, with jobs like this? Who goes to the bank and who goes to the brewery?
MERS Goodwill does some testing and assessments so that MERS is matching people with their interests. For example, Antonio was interested in fashion, merchandising, that sort of opportunity, and that's why he's at Refabulous.
I could have guessed that he's interested in fashion because he looks very, very spiffy, very, very spiffy today. You'll come out of it a real fashion plate, Antonio, I'm sure. What about the role of the University of Missouri? That was mentioned by you, Bridget, but I take it back to Darlene. Are you aware of what the University of Missouri is going to be doing in connection with the program?
I'm not aware of what the role is.
I think Bridget will be.
Yes, their role. We've just completed our initial work with the University of Missouri to develop the assessment tool, and so actually the Oversight Committee will be talking about that at their next meeting. But basically, the University of Missouri-St. Louis is going to be assessing how well the job program has done, how satisfied the young people are with their experience, what have they learned, what are things we can improve so that the program is even stronger next year.
If you increase, if it does maintain this momentum and you're able to add 500 more next year, will it be possible to have some of those young people who are involved this year come back next year?
Yes, absolutely yes. Yeah. And I think that's a part of the whole stepping process to gain some skills early on. And then if you need to come back next year, that's absolutely something that we would like.
Thoughts?
Definitely. And Don, I think another important piece of this project is that, you know, while people associate this with like the young woman who called in about, you know, well, you know, violence prevention, all that sort of thing. Really, the jobs program focuses on keeping young people in school and helping them reach their full potential. Because I think so often we focus on the negative things about our young people, when in reality, there's far more positive things we could be looking at. And research has shown that people who have summer employment tend to stay in school and tend to advance in their career. If you've never had a job, it's very difficult to get one the older you get.
Antonio, is that correct from your perspective? Is this summer job enough to keep people out of trouble?
Honestly, I feel like it depends on the person. It depends on what they feel on the inside, if they're just doing it just because, or if they're doing it because they want to make a life change. Me, I took it on because I was looking for a life change. I was looking for something better for myself. I was tired of feeling like that, you know, I wasn't never going to do anything. And after a while of hearing people tell you that you're not going to do anything, sooner or later you end up doing something. And me taking part in this program has become more than what I figured. I figured I was just going to go get my job and whatever. But, you know, it's actually adding in a lot, you know. And I'm very grateful for what I'm going through. I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I'm having. I'm very pleased. But as for the other children, all I can do is just hope for the best. I hope that they, you know, take heed to the training that we had and the opportunities that we had. And so I pray for a change.
Good for you. What about recruiting? Darlene Green, you may not have 500 yet. I'm sure you're going to get it at some point. But how do you go about letting these youngsters, many of whom are out on the street, know what you're doing?
Well, we have a lot of outlets. You know, we've got the school districts, neighborhood associations, organizations, churches, and a lot of word of mouth. And that's going to get us the numbers that we need.
Bridget, that's an important component, too, is getting the word out. How are you doing it from kind of within?
Actually, as Darlene said, that some of the students have been recruited through St. Louis City Public Schools. We've been reaching out through the neighborhood groups. I've been particularly pleased with the responses of churches. Some of the churches are providing jobs. The Archdiocese is providing 10 jobs. Washington Missionary Baptist Tabernacle Church over just down the road from the studio, they're providing a job. So the response has really been terrific.
All right. We just have a few seconds left. Let me ask each of you to put a bottom line on this. Darlene Green, we'll start with you.
Well, I'm just so thankful to Bridget and others who've just really thought this was important for our youth. I'm all in. I'm supportive. And I'd like to just put out the word to other organizations to get involved.
Antonio, a final thought from you?
I just want to thank STLU's job for the opportunity. I feel like everything happens for a reason, and I'm going to just enjoy myself.
Well, I hope you do. I hope you're very successful, Antonio. Thank you for being with us. Bridget, a final thought.
My final thought is that this is a great opportunity to invest in the young people in our community. It's wonderful to be able to build on the program that the Comptroller's Office had years ago and support STL Youth Jobs.
STL Youth Jobs, that's what we have been talking about. By the way, we'll put those phone numbers that you supplied on our website later today so people can get at them. Antonio, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
As we say, we wish you great success. Darlene Green, City Controller, thank you for
thank
being
you.
With us. And Bridget McDermott Flood, thank you for being with us. So hope this
thank
is a
you.
Successful program for you all. Thank you. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll take a look at current issues pertaining to the law with our Legal Roundtable panel. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.